Good morning, B. Good morning, everyone. Roswell fire investigators are looking into the Barrendo Baptist Church fire that sent one man to the hospital Wednesday afternoon. According to Fire Chief James Salas, contractors were working on the baptistry when something went horribly wrong. Pastor Troy Grant elaborates.
Evidently, his hands got burnt, and he was taken directly from here by one of our church people. We just pray he's okay.
Jack Studdard of Studdard Fiberglass, the company that was doing the work, gives us a little insight on what might have happened.
We had some acetone in there, about a half a gallon of acetone, and we don't know. It caught fire. We don't know how. When we were in there fighting it, and there was some sparks coming out of a plug-in up at the ignited it, or I don't know.
Although there was some minor smoke damage, all in all, firefighters arrived in time to put out the fire. Chief Salas.
They were able to keep it from extending to the attic. That's what our biggest concern was. If the fire would have breached into the attic and gone through the attic space, it could have been a whole lot worse.
Grant also believes divine intervention stepped in.
Without a doubt. It's amazing. You know, he said it didn't get up in the ceiling part or anything like that. So it's amazing that it didn't go further.
Depending on the severity of the damage caused by the fire, the congregation may meet there on Sunday or at an alternate site, Grant said. The annual Cops and Lobster fundraiser for Special Olympics was held Wednesday at a local seafood restaurant. Detective Jeannie Manson served as a waiter, as did other police officers.
We had a great turnout. So many people came out to show their support for our local athletes for Special Olympics.
And Manson was perched atop the dunking booth too. Oh, did I mention that she was talking smack about not getting the guys to dunk her?
Yeah, it's going to take the girl to do it, not the boy. Good job!
Splash! Manson wants to thank everyone who participated in the event. It was for a great cause, the Special Olympics. And tragic news out of Hobbs today. Officers and emergency medical personnel with the City of Hobbs and the New Mexico State Police responded to 2402 East Stateline Road Tuesday evening for a report that 22-month-old Jaden Sagala was run over by a vehicle. Upon the officers' arrival, they learned that Jorge L. Sainz, 26 of Hobbs, was at the Sagala residence working on a fence line. Jaden and her siblings were playing in the front yard when Sainz was traveling across the yard in his pickup. Jaden wandered in front of the pickup and was run over by the left front tire. Jaden was transported to the Lee County Regional Hospital, where she later died as a result of the injuries. There were no other children injured, and the report will be submitted to the DA's office. Alcohol does not appear to be a contributing factor. That's news for 94.9 The Country Giant. I'm Tom A. Reese, and with your First Alert weather, here's B.